Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello. This is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we're going to be talking about nutrition, specifically IV nutrition. I just want you to know that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is at the printers. If you'd like to pre-order a copy of the book, you just need to go to growyoungeragain.com and you could pre-order an autographed copy of the book. All right? You can also call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at feel29.com. Feel29.com. As always, we mentioned before we start our program that this year over 750,000 people will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. And an astounding 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die of adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. This year, 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. In 1950, there was a total of 1 million diabetics in the entire United States. But this year alone, 23 million is going to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. In 2007, there were 750 joint replacements done in the United States. In 2015, the projection is that 2 million will be done in that same year. Last year, there were 350 million patient visits to physicians, but a whopping 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. Today, we're talking about nutrition. Why nutrition? Well, because nutrition is very dear to me, and, you know, nutrition is a thing that was never really taught in medical school, and for the first 25 of my 30 years as a physician, nutrition was neglected because I didn't know any better. But the point is this. The reason why we eat food is because our body needs nutrition. And nutrition is the energy source of our body. Without nutrition, life ceases. That's correct. You know, Hippocrates says, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. That's correct. You know, what he's trying to say to you is that with the correct nutrition, we really do not need doctors. That's correct. If we give our body the right nutrition, our bodies can do everything it needs to do to repair itself and fix itself the way it needs to be. Now, I just want to let you know that at this very moment, if you are sitting listening to me, 70% of your blood is in your GI tract and 70% of your immune system is in your GI tract. Well, why is that? Well, it's there because that's where the action is. Your GI tract is your railroad station. It's your bus terminal. It's your dockyard. It's your border crossing. That's where everything happens. That's where your blood goes to pick up the nutrition to take to wherever it's needed in the body. You got to look at your blood as your highway system. The highway system comes to the dockyard, picks up all the grains, all the food that's coming into town, and it's delivered to where it's needed. That's why 70% of your blood is there all the time, and only 30% is circulating the rest of your body. Now, when you're under stress, when things are rough, when you need to run to save your life, your blood is shunted from your GI tract to your arms and legs, to your heart, to your lungs, and to your brain, because that's the area that's needed when you are in emergencies. And emergencies, the way it was intended, was for each individual. The deer is in the field grazing. He hears a noise, and he bolts. He is under stress. In 5 minutes, the stress is over. He's either dead or he's back grazing again. The stress is gone. Nature meant stress to be short-lived. But when you're stressed all the time, then it affects everything that you do, because a stressed body uses up much more nutrition than you have on board. And what the body does is, when you are under stress, when you are running a race, when you exercise, when you're doing that marathon, that blood is shunted from your GI tract to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart and your lungs, and the blood supply to your GI system is cut short, and the body says, you know, if there's no blood in there to pick up nutrition, we don't need to have our GI tract functioning. So the body slows the GI tract down. That's why a lot of athletes, they puke, they feel terrible, they have diarrhea, they feel bad when they have meats because of that. So, let's talk about your GI system. You know, I want you to know that between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through your body. This tube is not inside your body. It is actually outside your body. What do I mean by that? Well, if you were to swallow a coin, the next day that coin will show up in your stool. That coin never entered your body. It went through the tract that runs through your body. Because we all know that we have something called an intestinal lining. Those are cells that line our intestinal tract, and the only things that can get into your body is microscopic things. So therefore, big things like coins and things like that cannot get into our bodies because it's a long tube that runs through your body. Now, I always say that the tools for our bodies is vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. Without those, the body cannot make anything. As a matter of fact, you cannot make a single cell. You cannot make a single muscle. You cannot make an immune cell. You cannot make an enzyme. You cannot make a neurotransmitter. You cannot make anything in your body without minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. So why is it that we doctors never talk about those things? Well, we don't talk about those things because those things are all natural, and the drug companies does not want us to talk to you about those things. You see, the people that train us in medical schools are the drug companies. They're the ones who give all the money for all the CMEs. They're the ones who sponsor everything. Their goal is for you to use medications, synthetic medications, not natural stuff. And therefore, since that's their goal, they don't want you getting better on healthy nutrition. I cannot for the likes of me understand why chemotherapy doctors, why cancer doctors tell their patients they can eat whatever they want. You know, cancer cells, and we all have cancer cells. I have it. You have it. Everyone does. Because every single day, thousands of cells in our body mutate and become cancerous. The only reason why I don't get it and you don't get it is because we have an incredible immune system that goes in and kills all the bad cells, all the cancer cells. That's what happens. So if you have cancer, the treatment is pretty simple. Number one, take away the cancer cell's favorite food, which happens to be sugar. Our cancer cells, since they grow rapidly, they need a healthy source of sugar to grow rapidly. So you take away their source of nutrition, sugar, number one. And number two, you strengthen your immune system so your immune system can go in and fight the cancer cells. Well, how do you strengthen your immune system? By giving yourself better nutrition. Well, let's talk about nutrition. An apple from 1950 has 10 times the nutritional value of an apple today. Well, what does that mean? It means that in that you have to eat 10 apples a day to get the same nutritional value of one apple from 1950. But it's not just an apple. It's all your fruits and vegetables. You see, the way it works, your fruits and vegetables, they have roots that go into the soil. And when the roots get in the roots pick up minerals from the soil and converts the minerals into an organic minerals and vitamins, and they are then stored in the fruits, in the vegetable. And when you eat it, you get the minerals and the vitamins from the fruits and the vegetables that you eat. Now, let's say in 1950, you had an acre of land, and you planted 10 apple trees on that land. Well, those 10 apple trees, roots will go into the soil, and they'll pull up all the minerals from the soil and put it in the apples, and you'd eat the apples. But fast forward to now, on that same 1 acre land, instead of planting 10 apple trees, you now plant 100 apple trees. Now these 100 apple trees have to share the same mineral content that the soil had. So therefore, the amount of minerals in each apple is a lot less. But take it even further. The soil is depleted of nutrition as it was before. So not only are you planting more on the same acre of land, you're also trying to get the minerals from land that has less minerals. So that's why your fruits and vegetables does not have the nutritional count that you have. Now, a lot of you have heard me talk about leaky gut. Well, leaky gut means that you have inflammation in GI tract, and if you have inflammation in GI tract, your GI tract cannot absorb 100% of the nutrients that you put into your body. So therefore, maybe your GI tract might absorb 50% of the nutrition that you eat. Well, if you start off with fruits and vegetables that are nutritionally depleted, and then you only absorb 50% of it, what happens to your nutritional count of your body? It's gone. That's the problem. So, in this day and age, for you to be healthy, you need to make sure your nutrition is up to date. You need to know, make sure that your body can do the things it needs to do. Unfortunately, you do not get any help from your doctors, because your doctor's answers to everything is slap you on that synthetic medication. Diarrhea? No problem. We give you an anti-diarrhea medication. Oh, heartburn? No problem. We're going to give you something to get the heartburn away. Oh, constipation? No problem. We're going to give you something. You know, these things are all symptoms. But, you know, the point is that we need to treat the underlying problem. What caused the heartburn? What caused the diarrhea? What caused the constipation? Those are the things we're not looking into. We're not trying to find out the causes. We're just treating the symptoms so we never get cure of the symptom, of the problem. Well, we wanted to talk about nutrition because nutrition is part of the keys to your body. Minerals and vitamins are the keys to your body. So how do you get these things into your body? Well, before I go to that, let me just tell you again, you are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. And you can reach me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. Or you could catch me on the web at feel29.com. And if you're interested in purchasing my book, which is called Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, you could go to growyoungeragain.com website, and there you can purchase the book. You're going to get a free chapter, my first chapter of the book, which is very, very good. It talks about medical myths. And in addition to that, you're going to get a signed autographed copy after book. Now, IV nutrition. You know, there's so many ways to get your nutrition. When you eat food and you have leaky gut, you're only getting about 50% of your nutrition. If you have GI complaints like diarrhea or constipation, or you have bloating or heartburn, you're not going to absorb all the nutrition that your body needs. All right. Other ways to get nutrition would be to get it as an injection in the muscle, to get it as a patch, to get it as something that you absorb in your mouth. But of all of those, IV nutrition is the method of administering a nutrition that is the most efficient of getting the nutrition in your body. With IV nutrition, the nutrients flow directly into your bloodstream, allowing for a higher rate of absorption. IV nutrition is useful in case where a patient needs to overcome a virus whose elimination may require a higher level of a particular nutrition, a vitamin. This level is easily obtainable with IV nutrition. Minerals, amino acids, and other nutrients are slowly administered via a small vein, needle and vein. You know, just like when you go to the hospital and you get an IV, they put some medicines in the IV, maybe some antibiotics in the IV. Well, guess what? You can also put minerals in the IV. Many illnesses and medical conditions associated with digestive disturbances, such as malabsorption, food sensitivities, and leaky gut syndrome, can cause the body to fail at absorbing many critical or crucial nutrients. Stressful situations can cause the body to use certain nutrients at a faster rate or require higher amounts for proper healing. Some common medications deplete the body's supply of particular nutrients, creating deficiencies over time, like Tagamet or Zantac, or anti-inflammatories, or grapefruit. They all do these things. When nutrients are delivered intravenously, the digestive system is bypassed, and 100% of the nutrient is absorbed right into your body. Introducing nutrients intravenously opens circulation to the cells of your body so that they can easily obtain the nutrition needed to repair, heal, and function. Now, some of the use of IV nutritions that's used to treat or to help with certain conditions such as adrenal stress, adrenal fatigue, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, depression, asthma, infections, a weak immune response, toxicities in the body, bronchitis. If you have problems recovering from an illness or injury, it can used to be detoxify the body from free radicals and heavy metals, like in chelation. It can used to be treat cancer, because lots of cancers respond to high-dose vitamin C. See, cancer cells love sugar, and they love vitamin C, which look a lot like sugar. Only problem, when the vitamin C is absorbed into the cancer cells, they cannot digest the cancer cells, and they die. That's what happens with high-dose vitamin C. But, you know, you can't get enough vitamin C by mouth to kill cancer cells. It has to be IV nutrition. IV nutrition can be used for nutrition imbalances in sports. Like if you just ran a marathon, your body is depleted of minerals and vitamins. You can easily replace those with IV nutrition. Something like a Myers cocktail can easily do that. And I know some of you have heard about that. You also can get malnutrition. When you have surgery and you have malnutrition, your body heals very, very slowly. So why do we need IV nutrition? We talked about food sensitivities, food allergies, low stomach acid. When you have a low stomach acid, the stomach cannot break down proteins properly. And that's what happens when you take things like Zantac or Tagamet. Guess what you do? You lower the acidity in your stomach, so therefore your stomach cannot digest proteins. See, the function of the stomach is two. Function number one, to digest proteins into amino acid. Function number two is to sterilize your food. Both of those require a strong acid. When you don't have a strong acid, when you're taking Zantac or Tagamet or Pepcid or an acid, you are lowering the stomach acid, and therefore the stomach cannot do its primary function, which is to digest protein. So you have a lot of undigested protein that enters your intestines and can cause problems in your body. Not to mention, since it's undigested, you're wasting the nutrition of the protein, which gives you the amino acid. And guess what amino acid are used for? Amino acid are used to make cells in your body. That means they're used to make muscle. They also need to make neurotransmitters, hormones. They need to make your immune cells. So when you lower your stomach acid, you're not going to get all the amino acid that you should be getting from the protein you eat. Number one. Number two, it sterilizes your food, because whenever you eat fruits and vegetables, there's a ton of parasites and bacteria and viruses and fungus and pesticides on fruits and vegetables. When they get to your stomach, since all those bacteria and viruses and fungus, those are all protein. The strong acid destroys them, and then the strong acid destroys the pesticides. But when the acid is weak, those guys get through your stomach into your intestines, where they can cause you a lot of harm. All right. So let's just talk about a few of the IV nutrition that we use at our clinic. We use something called a Myers cocktail. And basically, a Myers cocktail, you sit down, we drop an IV into you, and we run the nutrition through the Myers cocktail. Treatment for Myers cocktail is used to help with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, asthma, headaches, adrenal stress, inflammation, which happens to be the cause of 85% of medical problems, autoimmune diseases, allergies. It's helped to detox the body, food disorders, anxiety and depression, spasm and irritability, hypertension, heart disease, and congestive heart failure. So the Myers cocktail is used for all of those things. And, you know, especially if you're into athletics and you ran a marathon, the best thing you do after the marathon is come get a Myers cocktail, because that will replenish your body of a lot of the nutrients that they have lost during the race. You know, some people come in and they're skinny as a rail, and they say to me, "Doc, you know, I exercise all the time. I can't seem to gain weight." Well, you know, if you don't eat proteins, you're not going to gain weight, because the body needs amino acid to make proteins, to make muscle cells. So if you kill yourself exercise and not taking enough proteins, it's not going to help you. All right. So Myers cocktail is the first one I just want to talk to you about. Then we have one called one for cancer, which has a lot of a high dose vitamin C that we use to help with cancer therapy. We can't say treat, because in our society, you can only treat things with FDA approved drugs. That means synthetic drugs. That's the only thing you can treat things with. You cannot treat things with anything that's not FDA approved. So Myers cocktail will help with IV with cancer treatment, but it will not cure it, because it's not a synthetic drug. All right. IV nutrition is very important for detox and chelation. You know, a lot of people, we don't understand that from the moment you're born, or actually before you're born, your body is full of toxic metals. As a matter of fact, the average baby that's born today has about 90 different toxic metals in their bodies. Well, why is that important? Well, autism is caused by a lot of these toxicities that the baby has before the baby is born. And then when the baby comes out, the environment, the things it touches, the carpets it plays on, it picks up these toxic metals from everything, from everywhere. And some of these things have 30, 40, 50-year half-life. So if you are 50 years old, you probably still have some toxic metals that you picked up when you were a baby crawling in your parents' house. That's what happens with these things. So chelation is very important. The use of glutathione for that to help help detox the liver. And I say for those of you who tell me that you do a colon cleanse, you know, that's just a small part of detox. Detox should include the liver. Because the liver is your primary detox organ, and your liver is being assaulted every single day. So it's not enough to detox your skin and to detox your colon. You need to detox your liver also. So we have one for with using glutathione to detox the liver, and then we have one for chelation to chelate heavy metals from your body like lead or mercury. And by the way, if you do have fillings in your mouth, that will just increase your toxic levels in your body. You know, we talk about shellfish and we talk about seafood and things like that you get mercury from, but they don't tell you that you get more toxins from the fillers in your mouth. I mean, hundreds of thousands times more than you do from shellfish. So just, you know, and taking those fillings out is not an easy task. You need to go to an environmental dentist to do that. So once again, IV nutrition is very important for you. One of the best ways to get it would be through IV nutrition. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You listen to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. Remember, my book is out. It's called Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again. And if you want to copy my book, you can go to growyoungeragain.com and order a copy of my book. You will get the first chapter free, which is about medical myths. And that's a very, very powerful chapter that you'll all enjoy. And if you have any other questions, you can always call me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the web at feel29.com, feel29.com. Once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Thank you very much, and you all have a great day.